Well, welcome to Inner Gardens Fun and Learn. We're going to have a lot of fun as we're on here. We've been used to being on BBS Radio back 4 years ago, and we came back now. And Barbara Leonard, for those people that don't know who we are, we have a chapel in Surrey, British Columbia, in Canada. And we would just love people to phone in and talk to us during the time that we're on here. I have a couple of my workers that work with the church here. I have Patricia Connor, who is my right-hand girl, minister in training. Georgina is one of our counselors here, and also Catherine Foleman, who is a counselor that works with us as well. And also healing facilitators, because part of counseling is healing facilitating, and part of healing facilitating is mediumship. So your medium's working with us. So we're kind of medium rare.
That's right, Barbara.
We have an audience out here, so if you get a little giggles online, you'll know what's going on. You know, face with that up there. And we had a good warm-up, though, didn't we?
Sure.
And I think Patricia, I was going to talk a little bit about the card they have. You can come in here, Patricia, and tell us a little bit about what that card means that they drew.
Sure. So what I did is that I went around the audience, and each audience member picked a card. So now we're going to reveal the card.
Oh.
Cards are using lovely cards. And I love to work with these cards. They're very simple on them. And it really helps me to focus when I'm speaking to someone. So, Sharon's in the audience. And Sharon, would you like to show us your card?
Sure.
Yes.
It's a light bulb.
And it is a light bulb. And I'd love to get that. And I'm really happy that you got that card for you, because when the light bulb comes on, what happens? The light comes on. So what I'm feeling, Sharon, is that probably in the past maybe 3 to 6 months, maybe there's been some darkness in your life, and now we're ready to turn on the light. Okay, we're ready to see. And once the light is on, you can obviously feel a lot better. And any of the fears that you've had will be dispelling. Okay, so be dispelling. And this is going to take some time, obviously, it's not something that just instant. But just remember that card when you feel the darkness coming in, because all you have to do is turn the switch and put the light. Okay? Okay, thank you.
It's like in the cartoon shows, they have the light bulb around the top of somebody's head when they get a great idea. You know, so it's got great ideas coming up, you know.
Yeah. No, that's great, Sharon. It's a great card to get.
That's great. And so I'm also going to ask Georgina, what type of cards are you using, Georgina?
Today I'm going to use the John Holland cards. I love cards. I love the color. I love the pictures. To me, it triggers different events and emotions, and it really helps me to connect and tune in with the spirit world to get my messages to share with others.
And the thing is with cards, it's a focus point, isn't it?
That's
because really, a card could be three people could get the same card and make three different things.
Right.
So it just links you with their energy, and then you go from there.
That's right.
Good. So would you like to just take a look around in our audience and just pick one of the people and start talking to them about what you're getting for them?
Absolutely. I'm going to pull a card for someone in our audience. This one is for Stacy. The card that I pulled is a fella deep in thought, and he's got the light coming on. So I want to say I've got some heavy decisions coming up, and the feeling that I'm having is you're putting too much left brain into this decision making. It's the feeling that I'm having is you're going to let it happen. If you breathe and step back, you're going to feel what feels right. You're not alone. You can see the light coming down from spirit, from God, whatever your religious preference is. You are going to feel and know what the right procedure is. The feeling I'm having more so is that you are putting a lot of extra pressure on yourself and should really step back from it and give yourself a break. So I'm really feeling so cleaned up with all of this pressure that you're putting on yourself. You just can't think straight. Is the feeling that I'm having? Got any questions on that?
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense?
Very good.
The interesting thing with the cards is that you can just pick them at random. And you don't have any idea of what they're going to come out, but they always seem to resonate with the person. And that's kind of the energy from that person brings that card into focus for you.
That's correct.
And, you know, we just, one thing that you said there, whatever your frame of reference is and what your belief system is, that's what we believe with the chapel, isn't it, really? That all spiritual pathways lead to the same God, or whatever name you call that God. And so, whatever a person's belief system is, to the highest and best that they can produce for themselves. We've got to listen to that. What do you think, Catherine?
Oh, yes. I absolutely know when I'm not listening because things just do not flow properly in my life. And I get out of sync, and I can tell when I'm out of sync. And I can also tell when I am in sync with the flow and the spiritual flow and connection with the divine, because my days go much easier. Last week I put up a sign in my room, and it says, "Good morning, this is God speaking. I will be handling all your problems today. You can just relax because I don't need your help, and thank you for your trust and understanding."
Oh, good as that.
I love it.
I love it.
Can I have a copy of that, Catherine?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And Patricia, just to talk a little bit about the type of thing that you're doing right now with Joy. Joy's out, didn't get to come to the audience because she got a knee cold and didn't want to share that. But right at the moment, you've got this new program that you guys are going to be presenting next week. And this is to do with kindness. And more kind. I think we have somebody online. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead. You're calling Inner Garden.
Oh, hi. This is Gabby.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. It's really hard for me to hear.
Oh, great.
But
are you enjoying the We were a little late getting on because
phone.
We had technical difficulties.
Okay.
You got a question for one of the girls here?
I do. I wanted to ask about my career and how that
about
was going to go.
Okay. Which one of you girls would like to take that? Catherine is going to take this, and it's to do
Thank
with her
you.
Career.
Okay. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
No, it's Gabby, I think.
Kathy.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes. Good enough. Thank you.
Okay. So, Kathy, I'm drawing three cards for you tonight, and I'm working with the fractal energy cards designed by Cheryl Harnish, and they're beautiful colors, very vibrant, and they're also available in an application for the iPhone. So, as I'm looking at these cards, you are asking about your career.
Yes.
I'm seeing all very favorable cards for you, Kathy.
Gabby, that's okay.
Sorry?
It's my name, Gabrielle.
Gabby. Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm feeling at the moment that, You're in a very unusual, unconventional kind of career. And it seems to feel a more, I'm going to call it right-brained instead of left-brained. Right-brain means artistic, creative, rather than academic kind of career. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, not really, but...
Well, that you would be using more of your artistic stuff more than, say, using academic training people of that nature.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm feeling that you would be best suited working with people.
Yes.
And I'm feeling like the career for you would be in more of a lighthearted kind of a situation, rather than opposed to seriousness. You understand?
Yes.
Yes.
But
okay.
I'm wondering, how do you think it's going to work out if it's...
Yeah.
Since you have a career in mind now. And
so. Yes, that's right. And so I am looking at the second card now, and that's telling me that you have a concern about balance in your life in the next few months coming up. And you're wondering how you're going to manage doing your career with everything else that's going on around you. I'm sensing family, etc. Correct?
Yes.
Yes. And I just want to let you know that it will continue. If you're concerned about the continuation of work, it is going to continue for you. And I am seeing a favorable outcome, especially in the next 6 months. And I'm feeling that there will be opportunities and advancement for you that will come your way. So if things happen to be a little slow or not happening as quickly or as consistently as you think they should, that will pass. And you will be continuing on and have work for you right up until, I'm not looking past, but at least the 6 months coming up.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Did you understand
Thank
all
you
I
very
got?
Much.
Okay, good.
Yes, I and did. I got all that. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm glad that you got through, too. We were a little late getting on. So thanks for calling, Gabby.
Okay. Okay. Have a nice night. Thank you very much. Okay,
yeah, bye-bye. The interesting thing is I know Gabby.
Oh.
So I'm very much aware of what you've said to her and where that applies. And so because you can't share personal situations, obviously,
right.
It was very pertinent to what's going on with her right at the moment. And the balancing, having to be balanced and give that time to the working area, the career area that she needs, that's going to take a little dance. Yeah. So you're right there.
Good.
That
I hope
good.
That helped her.
It's yeah. interesting because you don't know her, and she's from Vancouver. She's never been at the church, so there's no possible way that you could have known any of that stuff. So that's really great. And I'm glad that she phoned in. But, you know, going back to the help that you guys are with using these abilities that you've owned, because we're all born with them, right? We're all born with the ability to be able to do this. We have classes here on Thursday night, and if you've never done any of this before, you can come up to the classes. We had two ladies that were in last night in the class that had not met us before. She sat down with the seasoned mediums, and they were staying right up with the rest of us, were they not?
Absolutely.
And getting good stuff. We got another caller. Hello, can we help you?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, it's Intergarden. Did you want to talk to us?
Yes. Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara?
Where are you calling from?
This is Janice calling. I just wanted to phone and congratulate you on your show. I wish we could be there. But I have a question.
Okay, well,
I was wondering, pardon me?
Before that, we were just saying we probably are missing you guys like heck here. We thought you were going to come and help us. So we're going to get a question there.
Well,
that's
we would have loved to have come, but Ash got called to work, and I couldn't come. But I'm listening to the radio show, and I just wish you guys all the best, and we're definitely going to be there for the next one.
Oh, good, for sure. And so you have a question?
Yes, I do. I was just wondering which way, if you have any kind of thought on which way my career is going to go.
Okay.
If I have any changes coming up.
any changes in the career. I'm going to get them to, they're going to do a little bit, each of them. They're going to be, Patricia's going to start, and then we're going to get the other two to tag on here and see what they can get for you, too. So just listen closely, and then we'll ask you how it sounds.
Hi, Jenna. Thank you.
Patricia.
Hello.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I'm so glad that you called in. And as you were asking your question, I drew three cards for you. And the first one that came up is the toothbrush. So that is the one where what I'm feeling is that you need to really look at the details and really clean out. You know how when people use a toothbrush to clean the bathroom, do you know what that means? I mean, it means that you really have to take care to go in each little corner, each little tile, and it does take a little bit of work. Okay, so that's what I'm feeling is happening with your job. Maybe you're feeling that you're doing lots and lots and you're not getting ahead, but you actually are.
Yes.
The only thing is that your work is needing a little bit more of a commitment from you, because the next card that comes up is actually a swing. So it's going back and forth. So one day you're saying, yes, it's going to work out. The next day you're going, well, maybe it's not. I'm putting so much effort into it. So it's sort of going back and forth. So, and the third card is actually a board, a blackboard, and it's going back to basics. It's basically really sitting down and say, and thinking about this. You know, why did I start this? Why did I commit to this? And is it going where I want it to go? Does that make any sense to you, Janice?
Yes, it does. It really does.
Yeah. So it doesn't mean that you're in the wrong profession or anything like that. It just means that you need to put a little bit more thought into it. Just sit down and say, okay, this is what I really love doing. This is the way it's going to work out. And give yourself, you know, give yourself a little bit of a break, because it feels like, you know, you're feeling like you're not moving ahead as fast as you'd like to. But I have a feeling that this part.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump in on this one, because these cards actually that we're using are called Wellspring. They were developed by one of my students in 1976. And so I've used them for teaching, because they basically are just a symbol card. And I'm going to take a look at the toothbrush and say that once you do make a commitment to what you want to do there, Janice, you have to maintain that on a constant basis. Because like your teeth, you can't brush them one day and not the next. You got to do them on a constant basis or something comes in. The other thing is that with the swing, as Patricia was saying, it's a pleasant feeling. Not too far forward, not too far back. But it's still a restriction. So you're still tied down, or you're not giving yourself the full range that you might be able to do. Maybe you have to kind of broaden your field of influence. And the third one, get back to basics. If two and two are trying to make five, then you need to get something else in there to get five, if that's the solution you want. But two and two aren't going to make five, so you got to get something else in there. Go ahead. Calvin's going to ask
something. Hi, Janice.
I've been told that.
Yes. Hi, Janice. It's Catherine.
Hi.
Hi. So I just pulled three cards from my deck for you. I'm working with the fractal energy card. And I'm feeling like for you that there's a little bit of a struggle between your work, your business career, and yourself and your personal time as well. Especially your spiritual, paying attention to your spiritual journey.
That's correct, yes.
Yes. So the things you would like to do, but you feel like you want to cut yourself in half sometimes. And make two of you.
Yes, and, many times.
Yes. So I want to pass on to you that we were talking earlier about having my days flow much better when I am connected with spirit. And so I'm wanting to tell you that you don't have to choose one or the other, that you can integrate your spirit into your work. And when you are doing the right thing and you are on the right path, everything will just flow and your life will feel much easier. And so what I'm suggesting that you kind of sit down and have a little heart-to-heart talk with yourself in the mirror and say, Spirit, just guide me through my business, through my work. And you heard about the little saying that I put up in my room.
And, yes, I did.
So I would like to pass that on to you as well. It helps me every morning. And the last thing I want to say to you is that I'm feeling that you are going to be very successful in what you're doing. Because within the next few months, there are going to be new opportunities, new horizons for you in what you're doing, and new ideas. And so just in incorporating Spirit into that, I think you'll find that things and, you know, tight schedules, I'm feeling that you sometimes wish there were more hours in a day. And, yes, and so... when you manage to do this and just give all your problems up to Spirit, I think you'll find that things will flow much easier for you and you won't feel as stressed or taxed or whether it's worthwhile or not. Because
sometimes I wish the day had 48 hours. There's just not enough.
And the thing is, it's like farming though, Jen. You have a farm patch. You can't put twice as much seed in and expect that it's going to grow. You've got to put the right amount in. And so you can't borrow anybody else's garden. We only have so much. And maybe it's a case of having to prioritize a little bit some time for yourself. Now, saying that, you're very successful. Your business is very successful. The amount of time and energy that you can put into that, you are extremely successful. I have been there and had a pedicure, and you do a great deal of counseling along with that. So your spiritual work is coming while you're touching the people's feet and working with their, you know, with their feet and rubbing them and talking to them about what their stresses are and things like that. You're doing a spiritual job there. So this is good.
I feel like I am.
You are.
Okay, and Janice, those are the best days.
Janice, it's Georgie.
Those are definitely... Sorry?
Janice, can you hear me?
It's George.
It's Georgie.
Yes, I can.
I let the girls
go
first.
Hi, Georgie.
Hi. I let the girls go first because I, of course, know you, and I like to acknowledge when I do know people, I've known you for years. As Patricia was talking from angels and guides, was that you need to shift, and you need to shift to healing. You know what I'm talking about? You need to do your shift.
Do.
You know how important it is. You know that you are guided to do this work. I'm getting all verklempt that I'm going to start crying. So I can feel how close this is to your heart. I feel how you touch people. I can feel it in my heart. I'm now going to flip a card, but I don't think I need it. Yeah. Okay, the card that I've turned over is a gentleman, and he's got a gold halo around it. And what this is strength. This is telling me that you have strength, you have inner strength, you have outer strength. This is you carrying on and carrying the weight of others. But as you've heard Barb speak in church, you give it of you. No, how does that go? Give it of you.
Give it through you, not of you.
Thank you. Give it through you and not of you. And this is what I'm hearing. You need to persevere and you need to do a shift to heal. You know you can't give this up. You know this is too important of work and you know this is God's work.
I do.
Okay,
that's great. We're disappointed that Ash couldn't be with us, but God bless her. Tell her that we'll send her a message.
Well, her dad had to get her to come in. There was another person here that just didn't come into work. So, you know, being the boss's daughter, you go.
You know, I tell the people that work with me, work and family first.
She was so disappointed
she wanted to be there so bad.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for phoning, Janice. We appreciate you spending the night with us.
And we're going to be there for the next one. This is going to be so successful and wonderful, and I hope you get viewers and listeners from all over the world.
Well, we will eventually. They know we're back. We'll get them. I used to have them everywhere. Thanks a lot, Jim. We'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
later.
So much.
Thanks,
Thank
Charlie.
You.
Night. Well, that was nice.
That was very nice that you called.
I wanted to talk a little bit about these cards that you're using, Patricia. They were developed by a lady that is living in California now. I haven't seen her for ages and ages and ages. And as you know, you've covered yours with a plastic cover.
Yeah.
But when you first get them, they're a cardboard and they're something that I would love with my heart to be able to have them produced. And I told her if I ever get rich and famous, we win the lottery or whatever, we will have these cards produced and on the market, and she will get a royalty from those cards because they're a fantastic card to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lynn Davis, if you're listening out there somewhere, we're still going to get rich and famous, and we're still going to get those cards produced one day. So, if you are, pull us in, and you're using your cards on World Wide Web. There you go, the Wellspring cards. There you go. And that's great, eh?
Yes, yeah. It is. Wonderful.
You know, the interesting thing with that is that you can get ideas. There's people that will gripe and complain, and there's other people that will do something. Now, when I was teaching, I griped and complained because there wasn't any modern-day symbol cards that didn't have writing on them or something else, and everybody would read the writing that was on them. And so when she taught for me for 2 years, well, I couldn't teach class. And so she said the first year, you know, I get the same problems you do. They will read the writing instead of looking at the symbol. So the next year she developed the cards. So, you know, some of us bitch and complain. Other of us go up there and listen to God's idea that flowed through my brain and just went out through my mouth instead of going down into my inner self and creating, which she did. So isn't that so wonderful?
So thank you, Lynn.
Yeah, thanks, Lynn. So if you're happy to be listening, and your family happen to be listening, do get a hold of us at Inner Garden. We've still got the royalty coming for you when we get these cards sold.
Barbara, I was wondering maybe you could share with everyone our address here.
Yeah, our address here in Surrey is number 100, 4620. Oops, I think we're going to have to tell it again. Hi there, somebody online? This is Inner Garden. Did you have a call? Caller? Hello? Oh, hello? Well, maybe we lost them. They'll have to call back. If you're listening, we didn't get through to you, so give us a call back. So we're at 14620 64th Avenue. And it's just right central as far as Newton goes, very easy to find. You can come by bus if you have to. It's a little bit of a trike by bus, but, you know, it's easy to find by car and lots of parking. We're open Sunday morning at 11, and we have Wednesday and Thursday, and some Fridays, and some weekends that we have things going on. So go to our site, innergarden.com, and you will find our calendar there of events, and we'll certainly join us. We got big things coming up, haven't we, in the 1st of December?
Oh, yes, we do. We have a number of events coming up.
Yeah.
I'd like to take this time to talk about our Christmas tea that's coming up December 1st. In the evening from 4 till 9 o'clock. And we're going to have tea leaf reading, which is one of the things that I do. And it's a matter of reading the leaves inside your teacup.
Good.
And that's something that I was introduced to when I was a child from my grandmother, and have been doing it ever since, but it's slowly progressed into a full-time profession for me, and with the help and training of Barbara here that's brought me along as well. And I understand, Barbara, you do tea leaf reading as
well. I do, and it was my first medium, and if we're talking about the instrument of mediumship, and it was my first medium. And like you, I was a little bit older maybe than you were, because you were at grandma's knee, so to speak, doing the little tea thing. But I was 17, and I had a mentor who was an absolutely fabulous reader, and she used to tell all of us girls our read our tea leaves. And of course I had a curious mind, and I'd say, oh, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? And I would ask about the symbols and eventually found out the symbols mean what it's supposed to mean to the reader, but it comes from the person you're reading. And then eventually, you know, it just progressed, and I found it a great thing. I think we're on with a caller again. Hi, are you online? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Are you doing good? Where are you calling from?
You know, I you sound like you're like you're 1,000 miles away.
Oh, well, we may be 1,000 miles away. Where
we
are you going?
1,000 miles away. Okay. Now I know I'm talking to you.
Okay. And did you have a question for us today?
Yeah, I have a little question. I mean, I've been painting for 29 years, and I'm thinking about changing my career. And what do you think that would be, you know, my next step? Where should I go with that?
Where should you
with
go
your cards?
With that? Okay, I'm going to come off the top of my head with this while the other girls get some cards done, and it'll probably confirm what I'm saying. But where you first have to start is to decide that you are willing to shut the door on the old area and not hold on to kind of the security blanket. Do you understand what I mean?
Well, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, because it's so hard sometimes to let go of what we have in our hand. We know that we've got money there and that we have to take time, energy, and money and put it in the new direction. The second step I'd look at is, where does your passion really lie? I would feel that, you know, you've been working for a number of years for the money. Now we want to work for something that's self-satisfying. Okay? So that's what I'm picking up. You need to find, where does your passion really lie? And how are you going to invest time, energy, and money? And if you're going to be able to do it all at once, or whether you're going to have to make a plan for this. Okay, so I'm going to turn it over to Catherine. What have you got there, Catherine?
Well, I have chosen three cards for you, and focusing on your career and your next step, I do agree with what Barbara has just said about your passion. I'm feeling that you are wanting to do something now that has more meaning for you. Not that you haven't in the past. I feel like you're a man that's very conscientious about what he does. And when you do a painting, you take care in doing a first-class job. And I'm feeling the same about the security. I think it's time that you want to do something that really makes a difference, not only in your life, but you want to affect other people as well. And, you know, I'm feeling from your voice that you have a very strong connection with the divine. There is God in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yes. And so the next phase of your life, I feel that that plays an important part. And believe it or not, I feel like even if you would just talk about your life, your connection with God in your life, this would be part of the making a difference in what you do. So whenever you connect with people in your work, you are bringing spirituality into it. Now, I'm feeling like in the next 4 months, something is going to come your way that is going to help you make that decision in the change that you want to do. And I'm feeling more like you'll be working on your at your own pace, on your own schedule, and being very selective of what you do. It may not be different from what you're doing now, but it would be a lot less stressful. There would be a lot less labor intense. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I'm feeling like you are not just painting, but are handy with your hands in other ways, in carpentry, finishing, that kind of thing. You understand?
You sound like you know me. You know, we lived together for a while now.
Oh. Yes. Well, very good. You sound like a very congenial person. And so I'm seeing that once you make the conscious effort of sharing more of yourself with people and bringing your own spirituality into that, because I'm feeling like you are a man of, I want to say, spirituality and what's right in life. Now, there's many different situations that could be considered right when you're right in the moment, but you have something very valuable to pass on to people, and I think that should be part of it. So I'm going back to working with your hands. Whoever you are working for or with, that's what I'm feeling would be best for you and bring you the most fulfillment in doing things, not as much work, but very selective on the work projects that you choose.
So being a painter, of course, I doing a lot of stuff with my hands. Actually, everything I do is my hands. What would be the next thing you think I should be, I should get good at it, or I should go at it?
I think it should be along the lines of helping people. Because you have a lot of knowledge about the type of work you do, painting, not only painting, but the carpentry or the finishing part of it, bringing in young people who want to learn your trade.
Mm-hmm. Almost mentoring or teaching.
Yes.
In some way that maybe you can get involved with training the younger people to do a good job and have that work ethic that you have, because some of the people that are up there, quite frankly, do not have the work ethic that you have.
Yes, and that's what I would agree with Barbara on that point. And so you might offer your services to an organization that does train these young people who want to learn those things, or start your own business, which I feel you would be very good at. And being a consulting agency for people who want to train under you and learn your trade, so mm-hmm. that it is less labor-intensive and more in a consultation role.
Yeah, more supervisory. Mm-hmm. Like to be a supervisor.
Sounds like a good idea.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it might not be a direction that you thought of, but, you know, you take all those talents that God gave you, and now you're going to be able to pass those on. It's not much different than what we do when we teach whatever we teach.
No, absolutely, yeah. I appreciate
God
that.
You earning that, yeah.
Okay, so thank you, guys.
Good, thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys, and take care.
Okay, take care of yourself.
May God be with you.
Yeah, God be with you, too. I'm on your way. I'll talk to you later.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Yeah, did you want to talk a little bit about the kindness thing? Because I think that's a lot of things that people could talk about up there.
Yeah, thank you, Barbara. Joy is my partner, my business partner, and I have come up with a program, which is called Kindness is Key, opening doors to the life that we were meant to love, personally, professionally, and spiritually. And we're having a mini seminar here at the center, at the chapel, next Wednesday, October the 20th, from 7 to 9:30. And if anybody is out there is interested, please come and join us. We're going to be talking about prosperity through a purpose path of kindness. And what's interesting about this program is that Joy and I have been friends for many years, and we actually started working together about 28 years ago. And then, you know, life happens, and we stayed friends, but we did many different things, and we went through different paths, and now we've come back together. And it feels like this is something that we actually talked about 28 years ago, and now it's coming to fruition.
The time is right.
So what we'd like to say is that there's many paths, but we have one vision, and our vision is a world of kindness.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, you guys asked me if I watched the PowerPoint that you did, and not the whole presentation, but the PowerPoint. And I was just sitting back in my chair in awe, because I said, if I didn't know better that you guys put it together yourself, I would have thought that you hired it professionally by somebody who really knew what they're doing in the video graphics or whatever, because it was just absolutely knocked me off my socks.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
I'm waiting for next week to see the results of the people coming in. So it is one where people can come in. They can come in on the drop-in fee, which, you know, if you were normally going to something like this, they would be paying a lot more than that.
Yes.
Drop-in fee to see an introduction. And anybody who has the passes, which we know, they can come in on the pass if they're on the monthly pass.
How much is the drop-in?
$10. I mean, really, this is going to change people's lives. And to be able to go out there, you know, just like that gentleman that just called in, you know, sometimes we just need one little drop of thought that just kind of turns that little light switch we're talking about. You have it above your head, you know, oh my goodness, the light came on. Sometimes it's just that little thing that somebody says in one little workshop like that, that is the light that turns you onto a pathway that takes you somewhere for the rest of your life. And you never look back. You know, one word, one sentence, whatever. And this is, honestly, I've seen a lot of stuff. This is honestly really top notch. I think you guys have done a great job.
Thank you, Barbara. And I hope that lots of people join us.
I do.
Next Wednesday.
I do hope so.
Yeah, if you have questions.
And where are you?
Right here.
And the address is?
Number 100 at 14620 64th Avenue in Surrey. Easy to find.
And what time?
And 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. So I would suggest that I think we're expecting a nice group
on
Wednesday, so I would say get here by 6:45.
Yeah, if you want a good seat. I know they used to say in church, if you want a good back seat, get there first. Because everybody likes to take the back seat, you know, the pew at the back.
Yeah.
But in this case, you want to be right there. You want to be able to see the video presentation, be able to see these guys, and their enthusiasm will just flow over.
Sure. Did you have a question? We suggest that you do. So if you're interested tonight, just let us know before you go, and we'll put your name down, and then you.
And then that way you're reserved. And so if we do get an overload of people, we still have a seat.
On the inside.
Yeah, inside.
Not in the parking lot.
This is the inner garden, that's the outer garden. There you go. So it's been really great, guys, isn't it?
Yes, I'd like to acknowledge who we have in our audience.
Exactly.
These are all people that attend Inner Garden and have been here with us before. And yes, and so we have a few people here. Anyone you'd like to say hi, Amber?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, everybody knows Amber.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And one of these times of getting Amber up here, she's laughing right now, but you know, how many times did George laugh? Well, no, actually, George, you actually panicked, not laugh.
That's right. There was a big panic.
There was a panic. The
first time.
And you never know what's going to happen up there.
Well, then you have Ray's class.
And then Ray's class.
That fixed me all.
Yeah.
Barbara, we did. Everybody did choose a card, and we didn't get to that tonight.
Yeah.
So let's
try them. We haven't heard from Zeth. Are you throwing us off the air yet, Zeth? Well, he's not listening to us. I don't know if we're still on the air or not. But we can go ahead and do the people quickly. We're still going? Still going for 15 minutes.
Okay.
So
we have Amber, and she has a card,
and they have a calendar on it.
Ah. Now she's pointing at me to say, and what this is there is going to be a passing of calendar months, and the March doesn't mean anything. That all say March, all the cards that have the calendar on it. But what it means is there's going to be a passing of calendar months for all the things to come in that you're trying to get together. Now, because I do know you, I think part of that has to do with the passing of calendar months so that your body recovers from the surgery and things that you've had so that you can get right back in the swing of things. But I'm really seeing you dancing at that time. I'm seeing you out there really enjoying the whole life that's ahead. And I would think that this is March, it says on there, but I would think by March for sure that we're looking at you feeling top notch and thinking, man, that was all worth it. Because I think about now, sometimes you wonder if all the surgeries were there.
I was down to Sunday night.
Yeah, good job. But there's going to be you'll have more energy and more stamina.
So, I'm feeling the same thing, Barbara. And also what I'm feeling is that this, right now, maybe for the next month or so, there is you're being asked to rest. Okay, there is a resting period. Now, that's more of a holistic way, not only your body, but your mind, your emotions, everything, your spirit. And so I would suggest that you come on Wednesday night.
I'm coming.
To recharge.
But it's the recharging that's needed, but first you need your restful period, right? And then through that restful period, start to recharge.
The kindness being the key. Really, how many of us aren't kind to ourselves? You know, we were talking to Janice. I hope she's still listening. But, you know, Janice is typical of a woman with a family. Everything's for the family. You know, it's the husband and the daughter and, you know, the friends and the family and what they're doing and everything. And at a point, there's not a lot left over for Janice. And so this is the time now that Janice has to say, you know, these ones are flying on their own quite nicely. Give myself time to open up and be kind to myself and get my spirit to be able to do what it wants to do. That's kindness, right?
Absolutely.
Being kind to yourself. You've got to fill your own cup because you can't keep giving water out of the teapot to everybody for drinks and drinks and drinks not refilling it.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I've got so much, like, nothing left to give.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm
not doing enough.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got a cup.
To say to me, where books are you on that page? Everybody else on that page,
where are you?
And I say, I'm not. She says, you should be at the top.
Because
if you're not healthy and happy, nobody else has that.
Like one of the good references, and I'm not sure if it's Wayne Dyer also refers to that at times, is that where you're in the airplane and they say, put the mask on you first before the baby, because if you pass out, nobody's going to be holding it on the baby. So, you know, you do have to be filling your cup before you can give it out to everybody else. And Susanna, you got a card there that you
want? No, she's going to take that.
Okay.
Let's go over here. Stacy. So Stacy's got the compass.
Oh, good.
So the compass, what's coming to me is that obviously there's going to be a switch. Okay, so you're looking right now at where your life is going. So you're trying things out. Okay, so is it here, is it there, is it north, south, west, or east? So I would say that you need to do that because that's part of the journey. But you need to make a decision pretty quickly. So I would say probably, before the end of the year. And just look at your options, look at where each of these directions would take you, and make the decision of which one is your one.
And usually when you have the compass, it's an inner compass. It's kind of annoying. You know, you might outwardly say, I should be doing this and this and this, but inside there is that inner compass that says, no. This is the way you should be going, and try to listen to that inner compass a little bit. Yeah. But
yes, I agree totally with that. And also, I'm feeling that every year that there's going to be something you're going to be doing that is going to make you feel more like build your confidence and feel like you're really your own person at that time. And a little bit change in what you're doing, and it makes you feel like a little bit more valued in what you're doing. Absolutely.
That right. Sounds good.
And what I'm getting right now is you're in collective information mode. Being that we're learning of your spiritual growth or your inner self or what you're learning for yourself, or just learning to put yourself first, as opposed to if you want to go to yoga tonight, go to yoga tonight. I'm feeling that sort of thing. I'm feeling you need to prepare yourself
and it's not put on the bend. It's all about building you to be who you are and finding yourself. It's kind of showing you that black void, and you're going to find yourself. You're going to make yourself a priority, because I've seen just the beautiful white light around you. You're there, and you're just fighting to get out, and you're going to come. You're just arguing with yourself, and nobody ever wins that. And you know what needs to be done. You're going to collect the information. You're going to weigh it all out. And by spring, you're going to be totally different. You're just going to be, wow. Wow.
Wow is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's amazing how quickly that wow happens too. That's like spring arrives and everything starts coming up with, you know, blossoming and everything, all the fruits coming on the trees.
Did you have a question for us on any of that? Do you understand any of that?
Yeah, does any of that have to do with my career?
Yes, all of it. Yes.
And I think it's what you know inside yourself, the direction that you need to go, and you're arguing with it. You've got the direction already. We don't need to tell you which one.
It is.
Sounds good. Okay, what about is Helen?
Helen, you have a card. What card is that? It's got the maze. Okay.
The maze.
Yeah. Okay, are you going to go for this one first? Or?
Yeah. You know, Helen, it's interesting that you drew this card. Because what I'm feeling is that you're putting limits on yourself. There's been a lot of talk about what you should be doing or what you feel that you should be doing and those sort of things. But there always seems to be that you're very good at putting thoughts around it. So that somehow something comes up that you're going to put other people first and you're not going to do what you want to do. Okay? And I believe that that's something that's come through, you know, your belief systems or the way that you're brought up, or maybe history that things didn't work out. But what's coming to me is that this is the time to do it. This is the time, you're very good at what you do, and this is the time to expand that. So I'm getting a visual of you, you know, just putting those barriers down and just hitting them. And even, you know, at home you can actually make, you know, you can use, like, just taking the walls down. Okay? So you have the confidence, I know you do, and just go for it.
They're showing me that you are in a wet paper bag trying to fight to get out. Going back to that, why are you fighting with yourself? You know that all you need to do is ground, center, breathe, connect. Get your left brain out of the way. Get that ego self out. You know what's right. I can feel your love and energy from here. And you know better. And you just are fighting with yourself. And they're asking me to ask you, why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you putting yourself through this stress? Okay.
Catherine.
Yes, Helen, I've drawn three cards here for you. And the first one is telling me that there's going to be new horizons, new opportunities coming for you. Some that you have wanted in the past, but you kind of passed over or, you know, declined, they're going to come your way again. So just be open for this. There's going to be an opportunity for you to relocate for a time. Okay? And this is also something that I'm feeling that has been on your mind for some time now as well. And so the opportunities, like I said, that you've passed over in before are going to come around again. Okay?
Second chance.
And so I want to tell you, I totally agree with Georgina here. You need to stand firm in what your desires are, what you want, and what your heart is yearning for, okay? Sometimes I'm feeling like you absolutely, like what was said, you consider everyone else's feelings and what they want a little bit before you. This time is suggesting that you should stand firm in your decision and what direction you want to go.
And I want to add one more thing to that, and that is that
in what you want to do, it would be good to put a team around you that supports you, that you can ask for help from and support.
Yes, you do. I know you have a team.
We're here for you.
Yeah, definitely have a lot of people that are supporting and helping. And that's always helpful. I mean, when we're all trying to acquire the dream that God given to us, and sometimes we don't feel that we're going to reach it. We just seem it's just out of our reach. But, you know, the big thing is to share it, to share what you're thinking, because, you know, we have two young women here that really don't know me that well. And if I were to share what I'm trying to do with my life, there may be something that one of them have, or a connection that one of them have, and to say, Barb, I can help you with that. So a lot of times we keep it too close to our own chest. We don't share our dreams with people. Now, the manifestation that we've had in this chapel by just sharing that dream has just been absolutely awesome. I cannot believe even in myself, with all the belief that I do have, that it's all there and we don't really have to worry about it. You know, we can really just reach out, and if it's something that's needed, God will find a way of getting it there. Somebody will bring. But the way it's happened with this chapel in the last 6 months.
And so quickly, Barb.
So quickly, it was just taking us back. I mean, even to the pews. Now, that was something else. I mean, I'm walking around here. We've got a few little chairs, and I'm thinking, well, we need some more chairs. And I'm thinking in my head, maybe we could get some pews, you know. Maybe pews that would give it a nice little churchy kind of look to it. But don't, well, I get a phone call from a lady 2 days later, who's around my age. I mean, we're talking like getting close to 80 she was. And she phoned me, she said, you wouldn't want some pews for your church. I'm going, Lordy, where would she get the idea that I want some pews, and where would she get them in the first place? Oh, she said, my son-in-law is doing a church, and they've got 3 pews they want to get rid of. Well, I mean, I nearly fell off my own shoes over that one, because I hadn't even shared that one with Patricia.
Yeah.
I hadn't even said that one out loud, and they couldn't believe that it was manifest.
That was amazing.
It was amazing. And then I said, oh, this is something else, but, you know, we do need a few more chairs for the other room, because we don't have enough for the teaching room. And next thing you know, I get an email question. I open it up. It's from Reverend Jeannie Martin, and it says, could you use some folding chairs? We've got our cushioned backs and seats. I thought, whoa, these angels are working overtime. And all it was is they all knew that my dream was the church and to get it together. And it was just coming in from everywhere. So if I had kept that close to my chest and said, well, I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm going to try to figure out how I'm going to get a church together on a permanent basis rather than in the hall, we'd probably still be in the hall. You know, if I had to share it with you guys, because it's all that sharing, all that energy, kindness that's coming back from each other. And think, oh, gee, wouldn't Barb be really excited? Well, a good one is Joy.
Yes.
And Amber. I have pictures on my wall because of Joy and Amber. You know, I think the church would really like that. We've got pictures over there that are hand-painted by one of our own musicians who has painted and is known all over the world for her paintings, and she donated them to us and said, well, if you need to sell them to raise money. I said, I think we need the essence of you on the wall.
Yeah.
So we're manifesting that we're not going to have to sell those paintings to support the chapel, right?
That's right.
So this is what's been going on. It's just been absolutely awesome. So everybody out there, just start sharing your dreams. Be enthusiastic about the changes you want, and make sure that everybody knows that that's your dream, and then just going to flow in now. The angels are going to impress all the people around you to bring those dreams into reality.
Yeah. We have proof. It's happening.
Oh, We know. I mean, nobody can tell it. I mean, first we wanted the piano. We got one piano. Now we got a second piano and an organ. We're going to have to watch what we're manifesting. We're
Room
for all the manifestation that's going on. We're going to have to manifest a bigger building or something.
Yeah. Well, I think, Georgina, you've taken care of that, the bigger building.
Yeah, she keeps saying that.
She's envisioned it. Yeah.
Go there. So, yeah. So how are we doing there, Seth? Are we ready to go off the air, or are you still leaving us on?
Beth, are you there?
Beth. Hello. Anyway, if they're out there, fine. We'll say that this is Intergarden. Ballast Point Intergarden Online Chapel is the formal name. We call it The Chapel. And we are here to have fun and learn and share and treat everybody with kindness. And so 2 weeks from now, we'll be back on the air. Patricia will be running the movie night. And we will be doing this from my home. So there will be a few guests that will be in working online with me. And so I really thank all of you guys. And thank our audience. Yay, our audience that we've got here. And came out and spent the 2 hours with us. And it's 2 hours plus. So it's been really great. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks. And thanks, Seth, if you're there. We're no longer going to be on the air, so we're going to be saying goodbye.